From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. There are growing indications of a possible breakthrough in the political standoff over America's debt ceiling and its government shutdown. President Obama postponed a White House meeting on Monday with congressional leaders, saying he wanted to give them more time to craft a compromise, and reports from Capitol Hill suggest that compromise is now in the air. After talks between Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and the Republican leader Senator Mitch McConnell, under discussion, a deal that would temporarily extend the debt ceiling, reopen the government, and set the stage for broad discussions about America's budget that would include the president's health care reforms known as Obamacare. Majority Leader Reid took to the floor of the U.S. Senate and told members he believes an agreement is within reach.
I'm very optimistic that we will reach an agreement that's reasonable in nature this week. Reopen the government, pay the nation's bills, and begin long-term negotiations to put our country on sound fiscal footing.
In other news, the Al-Qaeda suspect Anu Abbas al-Libi, seized during a U.S. raid on Tripoli earlier this month, is now on U.S. soil. After being questioned on a U.S. naval ship for several days, he was transported to New York, where he faces trial in connection with the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. A man has been arrested in London trying to enter Buckingham Palace with a knife. Officers say he was stopped immediately as he attempted to get into the official residence of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. From FSN's London Bureau, Ollie Barrett reports.
Police say the man was trying to get through the palace's north centre gate at the front of the building and was arrested on suspicion of trespassing on a protected site and possessing an offensive weapon. The knife was found after the man was searched, according to officers, and no one was injured in the incident. The Queen was not at home at the time, according to Buckingham Palace. It follows the arrest last month of a man on suspicion of burglary, trespass and criminal damage, with police saying he had climbed over a fence to get into the palace.
Iran's ability to cut a deal on its nuclear program with the international community will be tested on Tuesday. Members of the negotiating group, known as the P5 Plus One, comprising the US, Russia, China, Britain, France and Germany, will meet with Iran's foreign minister. James Lindsay of the Council on Foreign Relations says the grouping will look to test Iran's intentions.
I mean, we've had a lot of positive signals coming out of Tehran. The question is, what is it that the Iranians are willing to offer? And is that offer something that Western countries and Iran's neighbors can live with?
The talks are the first since the election of President Hassan Rouhani, who has changed the tone of engagement on the nuclear issue. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Italy is stepping up sea and air patrols along its coast to locate and rescue migrant boats in trouble after two deadly shipwrecks last week. From FSN's Europe desk in Brussels, Raquel Pimentel reports.
Italian Prime Minister Enrico Letta said air and naval forces would step up to patrol the south of Sicily starting Monday to combat a rise in migrant boats escaping African countries. Italy has been struggling to deal with an influx of migrants from Eritrea, Libya, and Somalia that since the summer have been boarding overcrowded boats and crossing the Mediterranean to seek asylum on EU shores. In recent weeks, more than 330 migrants have died in two separate incidents, revealing the extent of migrant flows from the African continent and countries where poverty and war have driven families out. But Prime Minister Letta says his country shouldn't have to shoulder the issue alone and has sought support from the EU. The 28-nation bloc's border patrol agency, Frontex, is now looking for additional funds to help in rescues where needed. Raquel Pimentel, Brussels.
A $5 million annual prize for good governance in Africa has gone unawarded again. The Mo Ibrahim Prize was launched to encourage African leaders to govern responsibly and then leave power peacefully. But the committee found no one who fulfilled the criteria. Only three people have won in the 7 years since the award was launched. But Mo Ibrahim Foundation board member and former South African government minister Jay Naidu says no one should be surprised. It's hard to win.
I would like to those that question us to say, if we had a similar award in Europe, who would get it? Or if we had it in North America, who would we give it to? So I think that we have achieved a record, but we are not prepared to lower the standards. This is for excellence in leadership.
There's more from us on Twitter. You can follow us there at Feature Story. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.